You know, sometimes when people hear the word metaphysics, their eyes glaze over. They imagine old philosophers, dusty books, abstract theories about things that have no relevance to their lives. But metaphysics is anything but abstract. It is, in many ways, the most practical study you can undertake. Because metaphysics is, quite simply, the exploration of what lies beneath. Beneath the physical. Beneath what you can touch, or measure, or weigh. Beneath the surface of reality. Into the hidden blueprint that shapes everything. Imagine for a moment, you're standing at the edge of a beautiful lake. The water's so clear you can see the rocks on the bottom. But when the wind blows, and ripples spread across the surface, it distorts what you see. You might think the rocks are moving, bending, twisting, when really, it's only the water above them shifting. Metaphysics is the study of the lake bottom. It's the understanding that the surface world, the world of matter, time, and form, is only the final ripple of something much deeper. In traditional philosophy, metaphysics explores the nature of being, existence, and reality itself. It asks questions like, who are we, really? What is consciousness? Where did we come from? What is the nature of time and space? Is there a greater intelligence behind it all? But in practical metaphysics, which is what I teach and live, it becomes even more personal. Because the question is not just what is reality, but how do I shape it? And perhaps even deeper, how am I creating it right now without realizing it? When I work with clients in hypnosis or healing, I'm always aware of the metaphysical principle that energy precedes matter. Thoughts become energy. Energy becomes pattern. Pattern becomes matter. And matter creates your life circumstances. So when someone comes to me to quit smoking, lose weight, or manifest wealth, yes, we work with the subconscious mind. But what is the subconscious, if not the part of you that interfaces directly with the field of metaphysics? The ancient sages knew this, and modern quantum physics is beginning to catch up with it. They speak of fields, probabilities, and the observer effect, where what you observe and how you observe it changes what it is. Metaphysics, then, is the study of that field, or how your beliefs shape your biology, how your intentions shape your relationships, how your energetic signature shapes your entire experience of life. Some people ask me, Dr. Gary, why does it matter? Isn't it enough to just live, eat, work, sleep, and enjoy a little here and there? And I smile, because, of course, if that's satisfying, it's beautiful. But for many, there comes a moment, a pause, a quiet time where you feel a longing, a restlessness, a knowing that there's more, that you are more. Metaphysics answers that call. It tells you, you're not just this body. You're not just these thoughts. You're not just your history. You are consciousness. You are energy. You are an expression of something infinite, vast, and deeply loving, having a temporary experience in this reality. And when you understand that, life softens. The fear begins to dissolve. The anxiety quiets. The grief transforms into understanding. the confusion turns into clarity. Because suddenly, you are no longer fighting your life. You're participating in it as a conscious co-creator. And that is what metaphysics is, and that is why metaphysics matters. In this podcast, as we journey further, you'll hear me speak about metaphysical principles often. Whether we're discussing hypnosis, energy healing, nutrition, or even the paranormal, these teachings are woven through every layer of my work. Because when you begin to see the deeper blueprint, everything in your life starts to make sense. You understand why old patterns keep repeating. You see why certain people enter your life. You understand how to change not just your thoughts, but your entire energetic field. And as your field shifts, your life shifts. Now, if this stirs something in you, I encourage you to explore my free activations at drgarydanko.com. They're designed to help you integrate these teachings practically. Whether you want to quit smoking, manifest abundance, sleep deeply, or balance your chakras, each activation is a small doorway into the greater realm of who you really are. In our next episode, we'll begin to explore energy healing modalities, what they are, how they work, and how you can begin using them in your daily life, no matter your spiritual background. For now, I invite you to breathe deeply. Notice the quiet beneath your thoughts. Feel the energy that is your true self. And remember, you're not just in the universe, you are the universe, expressing itself as you. Until next time, be well, be gentle, and let the truth of your deeper self guide each step.